We're going to go back to Life Laundry now, which we've been talking about all week. We've tackled relationships, decluttering. We've talked about being mindful. And today we're talking about money and saving money and coupons and discount codes. And all of these words like get me really excited. Anna. Anna. They do, don't they? This is genuine. Anna's in Bury this morning with a lovely lady called Claire Hughes. Thrifty Claire, she's known on social media and to her friends, because she managed to save up so much money from various discount codes and coupons and cashback sites and money back things that she raised £15,000 to buy her own house. And not only that, but clear a gazillion debts. We spoke to you just before 7:30, Claire, you know, you threw a few tips and hints out there, but people were like, hang on a minute, I haven't got a pen and paper. So now we're all sat ready. The floor is yours. I'd like you to tell us, please, what we can do, your top tips and hints on how to save money. I've literally got a pen and paper in front of me to make notes. So what would you recommend?
Before anyone starts looking into coupons and cashback and all these different things, the initial thing is assessing your spending, looking where you can cut back. You know, do you necessarily need branded toilet paper and baked beans, you know, when you've really got a bigger goal, you know, end goal, you know, so where you can cut back on the little things. And saving at the start of the month, you know, when you get paid, put your savings away then. Don't wait till the end of the month. So they're in the what we call the debt-free community, which is a hashtag on Instagram and a few other places. There's a really nice saying. It's let me get this right way around. save before you spend. Don't spend before you save. So putting away at the start after you've been paid, you're already making sure your budget already allows that you've got money put away. And then if you do need it, you know, if something goes wrong, you've got it there, rather than waiting till the end of the month thinking, oh, you know, I've spent everything, or I've got £10 left, you know, which is a bit pointless, isn't it? So
yeah,
little changes first, definitely.
Okay,
I think it's really important as well, Chelsea, to say that, you know, we're currently sat in the home that Claire's bought now. It's absolutely beautiful, and she was going around before going, yeah, save money on that, yeah, got there, got £10 off that. But you're not only applying this logic, are you, Claire, to, you know, yeah, saving for your house. I'm looking down at a very stunning, beautiful ring, which means a wedding is on the cards. Now, you've been telling me you've got this absolutely amazing / insane idea to do your wedding on an incredible budget.
Yeah, obviously I don't want to go big over the top or lavish. It just sort of goes against everything I sort of believe in and stand for. So our initial goal is to try and keep it within £5,000, which to me is still a big chunk of money, but I'm fairly confident that I can do that.
You
so
like
how
the
are you
challenge.
Gonna do that?
I think Claire likes the challenge, don't you?
I definitely do. That's it. It becomes sort of like, how much can I get off? How much can I save?
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to do this.
It is. It definitely spurs me on. So even with the wedding, it's, you know, it's not about cutting back and making it look cheap. You know, I don't want that. I still want my bridesmaids to look really beautiful and lovely. And, you know, I still want it to be a wedding. But equally, I don't want it to cost us a fortune or put us into debt. So, you know, I've already bought bridesmaids dresses, but I've got them from boohoo.com, you know, if you discount on those. Shoes from everything5pounds.com, and the girls have all tried them on. They all look amazing. They all love their outfits. Equally, you know, little things like flowers, we're not getting real flowers. I found a brilliant company that do foam roses, and we can get the whole wedding party, including buttonholes, cake topper. I think the quote was about £180.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Claire, I have a feeling that we may be following you throughout this. I don't mean in a sinister way.
No, no.
I don't mean like crawling behind you or anything like that.
Just like, there they are again.
I just mean like...
Flipping it, Charles, play it cool.
I just mean like following your story, because there's no...
Yeah, definitely.
I feel honestly like listening to you, I get excited at the prospect of you setting a target to save money for your wedding. Oh, that's someone ringing to tell you you're on the radio, I bet.
So that's my partner's work phone. He's in a bit of trouble there.
And it's just exciting to try and find a coupon to get a little bit of money back and that kind of thing. So if it's all right with you, I think we'd quite like to just check in with you every now and again, follow your journey,
yeah,
and see some pictures of these flowers and of those dresses and all that kind of thing. That would be absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, most definitely do. And like I say, it's, I put it all on sort of my different social media platforms, on my blog. So as well as the money saving, you know, general day-to-day life, I do put, starting to put what I'm referring to as my thrifty bride bits and pieces on there as well.
Fantastic. Well, listen,
there you are.
Thank you very much to both of you. Thanks to Anna for going over to Bury, and thank you very much to Claire as well. And it won't be the last time we'll talk, Claire, and good luck with the planning of the wedding in the meantime.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks very much.
Bye, Poppy, with that little bark at the end.
Yeah, there she was. She had to get in.
I'm here. Thanks very much, girls.
Oh, she is. She's a diva.
Thanks very much, girls. We'll see you later.
Cheers, Chels.
Bye. Bye-bye. So if you love the idea of that money-saving tips, we're going to keep on chatting to Claire, and we'll find out all of the details, lots of tips and hints, and we'll follow her in the course of getting married on a bit of a budget. Coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to be talking more unusual baby names, Couch to 5K.